This is Dakota Datebook for September 19th. On this date in 1917, Williston had a bit to boast about within the walls of its county jail. The Williston Graphic reported, "It is not every county jail in the state that can boast of an artist. Yes, a really, truly good artist that paints color and pen and ink sketches that sell on their own merit. But Williston can." A young man by the name of Joseph R. Breckinridge had been arrested for violating the bone dry law enacted on July 1st that year. Basically, both federal and state laws combined to virtually eliminate transport, delivery, and use of liquor. The Williston Graphic seemed to poo-poo the law, calling Breckinridge's infraction unimportant. Regardless, the crime landed him in jail with a 90-day sentence. Time, the paper noted, was put to good use as the prisoner was developing a latent talent for art. He was painting scenes of The Last West and The End of the Trail. The art was selling to locals and also to tourists inspecting the jail. Breckinridge would develop a pattern of not staying in one place. Born in Michigan, he seemed to travel back and forth between North Dakota and Montana as a young adult. He enlisted and joined the Marines in 1918 and served a year. By 1935, he was back in prison again, this time in Montana, serving a year for stealing a car in Glendive. His prison file noted a wife, Elsie, lived in Sentinel Butte, and that his parents had lived in Minot. He had a third-grade education and claimed no religion. Breckinridge continued to travel around the country, Canada and Mexico, though he claimed Idaho as his home. He continued to pursue art, becoming known as Cowboy Joe. Perhaps listeners may even discover some of his artwork in their own collections. Even during that early arrest in 1917, his work was creating an impression. The Williston Graphic commented that his art was vivid and graphic, with elements reminiscent of other famed painters' work. The paper wrote that his work had been seen and appreciated. They sell, and that proves something. This Dakota Datebook was written by Sarah Walker. I'm Marie Offit.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.